I am your host, Andy Wilson. I own and operate Professional Lawn Maintenance in Newcastle, Indiana. We're excited to have CC Crawley with us tonight. He is the co-host of the Mo Trappin' podcast. He owns One Man, One Mower Lawn Care Service in the city of Nashville, Tennessee. Thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle.
Oh, thank you for having me on.
Let's get started by asking you if you can tell our listeners a little about your journey and what led you to where you are today.
Okay. Well, my journey started off like, of course, most people. I actually started my journey when I was currently working my 9-to-5. And due to the my growth in business, I was able to pick up a lot of customers while I was still working a 9-to-5. And also with my background, I also had another leg into another world that I'm really not proud of to this day. So on that journey, I had three legs, three arms, and three different pots. I had the world that I'm not proud of. I also had the 9-to-5, and I had One Man, One More Landscaping. It all came to a head to where I chose my business, One Man, One More Landscaping, and I just kept growing it from there. So I actually kind of been out on my own for the last 7 years, but I actually been in the business for 14 years. So, and I just really just picked myself, and that's why I really just kind of hit it running.
Well, thankfully, mistakes and failures are not final and they're not fatal. We can recover from things in our past that we're not proud of.
Correct. And
from what I can tell, you have certainly recovered from anything in your past that might have not been so good, but you've rebounded.
And that is correct.
You have made a change.
Mm-hmm.
And I can see by your content, I can see by your character and by your personality that you have made a difference in not only your life, but in all of those people around you.
That's correct.
And I appreciate that. So let me ask you, was there a pivotal moment in your life that caused you to change? Was you to a point where maybe you were sick and tired of being sick and tired and I've got to make a change in my life? What was it that caused you to change?
Okay. Really, one of the main things that actually helped me change was getting tired of looking over my shoulders and worrying about if something bad might happen to me just because I had my hands in so many pots. And another thing is also, it was not really having the backing like I thought I should receive with me taking a big leap of faith like I did. And I kind of used that as not having like the motivation or the people pushing you to actually pursue your dreams. I use that as motivation to help fuel me to make sure I got out and did as much work as I was possibly able to do in a day's time and just really just work my business, try to understand the ins and outs totally, always working on my skills. So I believe just people really just not believing in my dream. That's really what I felt. And that really drove me to just make sure that, like I said, again, just get up and make sure I maximize in a day's time. So that really helped me.
Yes, sir. Well, we all face challenges.
Correct.
And we all have setbacks.
Mm-hmm.
When I started my business, I had my share of setbacks, my share of struggles, but just the determination to get up every day and go grind and work helped me find success.
Mm-hmm.
So I commend you for your wanting to change, you recognizing the need to change, and then doing it.
That's correct.
It's a grind.
It is.
Every day.
It is. No overnight process. It's a journey. Yes,
sir.
Lifetime journey, lifetime journey.
Yes, sir. So, what challenges, since you started your business, what challenges have you faced and how have you overcome them?
Okay, I can say this. With me taking a different approach, I didn't really get in the business going in as a lot of some people that I see doing, and that's receiving loans to actually fund their business so they can actually get everything that they need in the beginning and then go out there and find the clientele. What I did was I went out and I did a lot of I purchased a lot of older equipment that was used. So in doing that, the maintenance on it almost took me under. Like the maintenance on my work truck, having to get a new transmission on that, having to get a new engine on my on one of my lawnmowers, having just anything that possibly can come up, maybe a broken window, because instead of me filing the insurance, it will be cheaper for me to go ahead and pay for it out of pocket instead
Right.
of having my premiums on my insurance going up. So it's a lot of factors like that that I had to overcome with my journey. And because I had great clients, because I had enough clientele and was able to actually conserve and save money, helped me stay afloat. So, and it's those times right there when you're going through your business, it kind of really defines you, because you're gonna come up to those crossroads to where like you gotta find a way to keep going. You have to do everything in your power just to try to please the customers that you have. So, and that can become rather challenging, especially when you have those hiccups like maintenance on your equipment and things of that nature. So, and I learned the hard way that you can curve and save yourself from the big bill just from regular maintenance on your equipment. So, and I had to learn that the hard way just by jumping into business, because I was so eager to just run, and do work, not paying attention to the maintenance, and it'll slow walk you down to where you have to pay attention to it. So that kind of hurt me, but it taught me a lot on the journey.
Well, the saying goes, you take care of your equipment, it'll take care of you.
That is correct. That's correct.
So, if someone came to you and said, hey, I want to start a lawn care business,
Okay.
what advice would you give them?
Okay, first of all, probably 9 times out of 10, they're probably working a job, a 9 to 5. So I recommend just any, wherever you work at, just tell everybody at your job what you're trying to get into. Tell everybody that you run into, look, I'm starting my lawn care business. If you need anybody, just let me know. Kind of start opening your mouth and start the, I did it the old traditional way, which is word of mouth. So I actually started telling people at my job, and I still have, I believe, 15 to 20 people that I'm still taking care of from my job. So, and that kind of started the foundation for me getting out in different communities across Nashville and in the surrounding counties. And then once I had an opportunity to go showcase my work, be consistent on showing up, it kind of went from there on the word of mouth. And I start picking up more and more clients. So I recommend people just basically tell everybody that you know what you're doing. And then that way you can receive your opportunity to hone in on your skills and actually really get out here in the community and start building your business. So, and that's what I recommend. Just tell everybody that you know, and because you need to get experience by getting on people's yard to actually kind of hone in if you really like it, or if you might need to change up and do something else. But it's going to be a time to where like it's going to be the hard part just getting clientele to give you an opportunity. But a lot of times the people that you already have relationships with will give you that opportunity. Family members will give you an opportunity. So, and that's what I recommend.
That's good. I would recommend if someone came to me and asked me that same question, that they were wanting to start a lawn care business, what advice could I give them? I would say, number one, return a phone call.
Yeah, that's correct.
It amazes me how many people that call me, and if I don't answer and I call them right back, they say, you're the first one that has returned my phone call.
That's correct. That's
I
correct.
had one a couple of weeks ago said, since you're the first one that returned my call, I don't care how much it cost, I want you to do the job.
That is
So,
correct. That's correct. I've received a lot of clients the same way, because I actually, in the beginning, when you're slow, So it's easily for you to return those phone calls and really jump on top of it. But as you start to grow within your business, that can be a little bit more challenging, just returning all the phone calls. But you have to remember how you started, and you have to just touch bases with especially the new coming clients, because just like you stated, they just want the problem solved as quick as possible. So
Right.
normally, I say by 60 to 70%, maybe even higher percentage, they're going to go with the first person who's returns the phone call.
There you
So,
go.
and I've learned that you are definitely correct about that.
It's important. It builds trust. It builds confidence
It
in
does.
you. And when you show up and you do what you say you're going to do, it builds that relationship with Mrs. Smith, or
Yeah.
Mr. Smith, or whoever it is. And then what happens is we go right back to that word of mouth. When Mr. Smith is sitting around his Thanksgiving dinner, he's going to tell every family member,
That's correct.
"What do you think about my yard? You know, one man, one mower does this yard."
Yeah.
He's a man of his word. He shows up,
That's
he does
correct.
exactly what he says he's going to do. So now it's went from Mr. Smith to all of Mr. Smith's children,
Yep.
his wife's family, and phone calls will start coming in
That's
just
correct.
because you answered that phone call when he originally called you, and you prove to him that you're a man of your word. I like to say, show up and show out.
That's correct. That's correct. They will people will be surprised the relationships that they have, and especially what your clients will do for you if you can prove to them that you can show up and be a man of your word.
Yes, sir.
Because actually this year, or maybe it was last year, I found out that I'm in a couple of church pamphlets that comes out every Sunday, and I'm in there as a lawn care specialist that you can call and can take care of your lawn. And I done picked up a lot of people in churches just from by my name being in the pamphlet by one of my clients actually putting my name in there. So you'll just be surprised on some of the doorways that your current clients can open up for you. Especially if you let them know that I'm trying to grow my business. If you have anybody that wants a new lawn care guy, just get recommend me and give them a percentage off. Just do anything, and you will be surprised where that'll lead when you just open your mouth and just tell your clients that you're trying to grow. And they will actually help you out tremendously.
Right. When I was trying to get started, I had one customer on one street. The next week, a little lady walked across the street and said, "I want you to start mowing my yard." A
Yeah.
couple weeks later, a lady up the road come walking up, wanted me to start doing her yard. And they said, "We have never seen this property look like this. You're
That's
doing such a
correct.
good job here. We want our yard to look like this yard." So,
Exactly.
when you show up and you show out, you do the best job possible for your client. The end result of your job will get you jobs.
It will. It will. Facts. That's totally factual. Yes, that is true.
Let's take a break and let's hear a word from my sponsor.
Okay.
All right, we're back with CC Crawley, One Man, One Mower. Let me ask you this.
Okay.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
5 years. That's an interesting question. Well, I know hopefully I should have my business generating over $1 million in gross revenue annually. I know I see myself doing that. I also see myself having a bigger impact when it comes to the social media stage, when it comes to lawn care. I also see myself doing that, and I also see myself building something that nobody will be able to take from me with the social media platform. So
Right.
I'm really steering it towards like a teaching, more of a teaching method on the social media, and just trying to help as many people as I can to basically, number one, just grow your confidence first. And then once you get your confidence, then the rest is downhill. Just really just believing in yourself, because that's what it's going to take. A lot of people are not going to believe in your dream and your journey until you actually build it and make it come true. And then you have to actually be able to humble yourself to receive people back in that didn't believe in you. So, and that's another kind gesture that you have to do is keep that forgiving heart, because a lot of people, you can't blame them for not vouching for you, believing in you until they actually see it with their own eyes. And I really understand that concept. So
That is so
definitely.
good. I know your social media is on fire.
Yes, sir.
You are growing leaps and bounds
Yes, sir.
in the last year. And I think it's because you're consistent.
That's correct.
And they see you every day posting your post to Instagram or TikTok or Facebook, whatever the platform is. You're consistent and you're faithful. And when people see that, they want to follow you to see what's next for CC Brawling.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, with your success on social media and the success that you're finding in the green industry, how do you stay motivated?
That's really hard. That's tough. Every day, I just try to get up and not put too much emphasis on what happened the days before, because I know every day you have an opportunity to try to maximize on whatever you're doing. And then I know myself, those days adds up to weeks. Those weeks adds up to months. And
Right.
then with that in the back of your head, you just have to find just little niches in your day that can get you motivated. And I know with me, a lot of people reach out, and they kind of, especially when it comes to the social media, they let me know how I really help them out just with their business, just by them viewing me. And they tell me just to make sure you just keep going. Tell me like you're one of the most consistent people online. Just hearing confirmations like that will help you. And also with the green industry, just actually talking to my clients and letting the, and they and with them giving me their level of appreciation for me coming through and servicing their lawn, that'll help you get over the hump to keep going. And just even with the bad times, you just know it's only gonna rain for so long, and then the sun has to come back out. So you just basically just have to endure and just weather the storms and just find a way to just program yourself to be consistent. Because with growing any business, it's gonna be you're gonna be tested, and you have to be consistent with it no matter what comes up. If something comes up, you can't make it, simple phone call communication. You will have to tap into that and just start like really being boisterous and let especially your customers know what's going on. And then it's just so many levels to it that you just have to kind of grow with your business. It's really it can be frightening at first, but you just have to find a way to get used to it. And that's it, and just make it a habit. And the only thing that you can do is to make things habit is to consistently. Just be consistent with it. Just like starting any new job. You go in the beginning, you're frightened. You don't know if you're going to do a good job. You be there 3 weeks, a month. You feel like you know the job by the back of your hands. It's the same philosophy in pretty much everything you do. You just got to just, even if you're scared, just try it and see if you can get used to it. And then just go from there.
Consistency is key.
Consistent. It is. It is.
It's key to everything in life.
It is.
You know, people that have a mountain of debt, if they can just consistently start chopping down and pay off that lowest amount first, and then move to the next, and then to the next, consistency will get them over the hump.
It will. Yes, sir.
And it's the same in finances. It's the same in family.
Anything.
Be who you are and be consistent with it.
Yeah.
It's the same in business. Show up every day.
Yeah.
There's days that, let's be honest, getting up and cutting grass is the last thing I want to do that day
Yeah, correct.
because I don't feel good. But if I didn't go to work every time I didn't feel like it, I could miss several days in a row.
That's correct.
But you just got to put on your big boy boots and go to work.
That's
And if I
correct.
can get through that first job, then I can make it through the second job. And then
That's
I start
correct.
getting a little motivated.
That
And
is correct.
fifth, it's easier and easier and easier.
It does. It seemed like I'm about the same way as you. A lot of some mornings I'm not motivated. I don't feel like getting out of the bed, especially this time of the year when it
Yes.
starts to get a lot cooler in the house getting up. So it can be rather hard getting up in the morning, but like you stated, if you can just get that first job done, that first lawn done to where you there's another lawn close that you have to go do next.
Right.
Along, normally, if I'm not feeling it for some reason throughout that day, by the second or third yard, I will run into my client. They'll be home, and I have a conversation with them that'll kind of take me out of my rut because they really appreciate me coming through servicing their lawn. So it's like those many little perks throughout your day that'll give you the motivation to keep going. Or maybe you might like to go buy a coffee in the morning. You might run into somebody at the coffee shop. Man, I really see what you're doing, man. It's different. You up every day, you're consistent. You'll be surprised who's watching you and getting motivation off of you. And they will actually pour back into you. And they won't even realize what they're doing. But with you consistency getting up, it'll make sense to you when you run into those good individuals.
Absolutely. Is there a failure or a mistake that you've made since you've been in business that you've learned the most from?
Returning phone calls immediately, doing estimates as quick as possible. Basically, trying to maximize your days. I have learned that if you don't, there's other companies out there that's a lot more established, and they're can't wait until you mess up so they can get your clients.
Right.
So it's like you have to kind of grow up quickly, or you're going to learn the hard way and see how competitive your industry really can be. So, and I've learned to really get on top of leads, especially not per se in the middle of the lawn maintenance season, because that can entirely be overwhelming with how Mother Nature can dictate when you're going to be off. So it can really become challenging. But when this season starts to slow down, you will be thankful that you increased your clientele. That way it can provide you consistent work when it's warming up to get into the winter months, where normally lawn maintenance and sometimes landscaping maintenance slows down dramatically if you have not diversified your portfolio with your business, like offering more services like leaf cleanup, gutter cleaning, even pressure washing. There's things you can do at your client's home because you already have access there. And if you let them know that you offer more services, that'll kind of actually help you continue on a lot longer than other lawn maintenance companies that tends to normally kind of go out of business when it comes to September, October. So I've learned that as well. Just make sure you diversify yourself so you can always have work. So.
That is some awesome advice. And I agree completely. We started several years ago building privacy fences in the spring season. And we have been consistently busy in the winter when there's no snow building fences. So I had to diversify because used to in Indiana, we could count on snow. We were going to get hit. But the last 4 or 5 years, we've had hardly any snow.
That's correct.
Last January, I was building a deck for a customer that was 14 feet by 50 feet.
Wow.
And biggest deck I've ever seen or built. But in January, we were working in short sleeve t-shirts. No snow on the ground at all. And
That's
it was
correct.
60 degrees. So you can't just depend on, pushing snow now. You have to, like you said, diversify,
That's
add
correct.
services to your list, and make those additional services known to all of your customers.
That's correct.
Let me ask you this. Is there a hobby that you have that helps you recharge?
Yeah, definitely. My hobby that I have that really helps me now is just basically taking care of my dog. He always keeps me busy and makes sure that I can stay just jovial just with him, because I have to take him on a mile and a half walk every day when I come in. So he keeps me pretty humble. Watching my kids with their athletic act, what they do, especially going to watch my daughter play basketball. I used to go watch my son play a lot of basketball, doing especially in the winter months when I slow down. Just following up with my kids and just those many victories that I know that I'm having, just actually just working my schedule. I find enjoyment in doing that. I barely watch TV, so if I get too rattled, I'll put some music on and just listen to some music. So it's those little mini things that I do to kind of help me get through my day. So and I just let those add up over time, and that kind of really helps me.
Yeah, I enjoy doing what we're doing right now. I love podcasting. I podcast this morning. I've got another one scheduled for later this evening.
That's cool.
This has become a hobby for me. It helps me recharge. And when I hear the people that I'm interviewing's excitement about their business, it pumps me up about my business.
That's correct. That's correct.
So let me ask you this. Do you have a favorite quote or a saying that helps you?
Definitely. It's a quote that my mother actually raised me and my sister's on. I'm not sure. I think it came from the movie Heartbreak Ridge with Clint Eastwood. I think it came out in the early 90s. He said a quote in it that we kind of live our life by, and that's you have to blaze the path for other people to follow. So it takes us really a strong person to really to take all the heat, all the brunt, just to blaze the path. That way he can like literally have a story with it and reach back and help other people come behind, and it won't be as hard. So and it takes a pretty courageous person to really to go up against the grain and actually try to create something on your own, or create something that is going on but have your own niche in it. It's really hard for people to do that, because I'm a firm believer that you can follow the pathway of many to get started on anything you're doing in life, but sooner or later you have to take the path that's not followed. You have to go off in the weeds and basically create your own path in your own lane. And that's the hard part, why I call it. That's when you start really blazing the path for other people to really follow. So.
My favorite quote, I think, is, and it's biblical, do unto others as you would have them do unto you.
That's perfect. Me
We
too. I
want to
love
treat people the way
it.
they want to be treated.
That's correct.
You know, when I was in law enforcement, I was firm, fair, and consistent.
Yes.
You know, I gave everyone 15 miles over the speed limit.
Yeah.
But everyone I stopped got a ticket. There was no questions asked because I was already giving you 15 over.
Yeah.
You know?
Correct.
So that was my way of being fair,
Okay.
firm, and consistent.
You're consistent.
And that's the same way in lawn care business. I want to be fair. I want to be firm. You don't want to let no one run over you.
That's correct.
You don't want to let anybody take advantage of you.
That is
You
correct.
got to be firm.
You do.
And then you got to be consistent. Consistently show up.
Yeah.
Consistently do what you say you're going to do.
That's correct.
Consistently be a man of your word.
Correct.
You know, when I grew up, my dad used to say, a man is only as good as his word.
That's correct. Correct.
And you only have one name. And my dad used to tell me, if you do something to tarnish your name, you can never recover. He said, you've got to cherish your name
Yeah.
and don't do anything to compromise who you are.
Yeah, I would have to agree with him on that. And I want to add this in. If you do anything to compromise your name, I'm telling you, it's going to be almost triple the pathway to untarnish your name.
There you
So
go.
whatever you do, like literally, it may be three times or four times harder to actually remend all the damage that you can do to your name, because it's going to take more time to reestablish yourself that you have changed from those ways. You don't want to take that pathway. You want to take the pathway like you stated, like be a man of your word, stand behind your name and support your name, because it would take you a lot farther, especially when it
Absolutely.
comes to the word of mouth, especially when it comes to the word of mouth, because you don't want a lot of people out there bad mouthing you or really telling the truth about how you do business, because you're not a man of your word. You don't follow up. When you come out there, the job looks half done. You don't want that going around about your name when you're in business. You don't want your name to make it to the Better Business Bureau. That's not what you want to happen, because it's public knowledge. All of that, you don't want a lot of bad reviews on Google. That's public record. So, and it'll be hard for you to repair that, because now, as me and you know, it's an information age. People always like to go to their phone and just Google and just get the problem solved quickly. So with you having bad reviews, they're going to move on to the next person.
Right.
Or your word of mouth is bad reviews, they're not even going to consider you to come in and actually try to expand, help you expand your business. It will not happen with a tarnished name. I would agree with you on that.
You can do 100 things right. You do one thing wrong. And a lot of people will forget the 100 things you did right. And they will look at you because of the thing you done wrong.
Yeah, nail you to
That's right.
the stake.
That's right.
They will nail you to the stake.
Well, tell us, how can our listeners follow you and contact you and support your business?
Okay, definitely with Instagram, it's CC underscore Crawley Kid, or type in One Man, One More Landscaping on Facebook. You can type in John Crawley or One Man, One More Landscaping. It should pop up. TikTok, same. One Man, One More Landscaping or John Crawley. And also on, let me see here, YouTube, you can type in One Man, One More Landscaping, or you can just type in maybe Mo Trappin', and my podcast will pop up as well. And y'all can like reach out or inbox me. Just give me a couple of days. Normally I go through my spam folder, because for some reason they're tossing everybody to my spam who reaches out to me. And I go through them personally myself, and I sort through them and just see if it's a real person or not. So just kind of bear with me. Normally I follow up with everybody.
Okay. I'm fixing to have your partner on a podcast, Bone. He's going to come on here in the next few days.
Okay, cool.
I had Brian Fullerton on this morning.
Okay, good.
Brian's lawn maintenance. And I got some other exciting podcasts fixing to come up. But I appreciate you joining the Lawn Hustle today. I feel like people can find value in what we talked about. And if there's someone that's wanting to start a business, maybe we have offered them some direction on what to do and how to do it. So
Correct.
we appreciate you.
Oh, no
And I'm a
problem.
fan of your social media. I watch you every day.
Cool
And I'm not
beans.
just saying that, I really do.
I appreciate that.
Well, thank you for joining the Lawn Hustle. Are we leaving anything out? Is there anything else you would like to say or advice you would like to give before we call this a wrap?
If I could tell anybody anything, just it all starts with you believing in yourself.
Yes, sir.
Believe in yourself first, and I promise you that your belief within yourself will pour out to where other people give you an opportunity because of your confidence. Believe in yourself and what you're trying to do, and just keep working your plan, and hard work does pay off. It pays off, I promise you, it does.
Absolutely. What a way to close the show. That's some great advice.
Yes, sir.
We'll have you back on
Okay.
again, and we'll have a different conversation. But I appreciate you. And if you need anything, reach out to me. You have
I
my
sure will.
email.
I sure will, my friend.
You have my email. Don't be a stranger.
I
And
won't.
when I make a friend, we're friends for life. So you're stuck with me.
I love it. I love it. Cool beans, man.
So thank you for joining the Lon Hustle. Until we talk again, I appreciate you. And as always, God is good. We'll see you the next time.
Okay.